It's time to stand up and be counted, America. Actually, you don't really need to stand up, but the U.S. government would like you to be counted for its once-in-a-decade census.
Yeah, the potatoes are sunny. The sun is 2020.
统计是未干.
天母。我们一起上2020census.gov.
Get ready for an onslaught of census advertisements this year. The Census Bureau is spending $250 million on digital spots, billboards, radio, and TV ads, many of them aimed at immigrant communities. The World's Sarah Birnbaum takes a look at the pitch to Latino communities.
Hola. ¿Sabes quién soy?
I literally choked up watching this video. The ad starts with a young Latino guy saying, "Hey, do you know who I am? I'm all the Latinos who live in this country." And then it just shows snippets of a bunch of different people. I'm the one who worked hard for my family. I'm the one who came here and stayed. I'm the one who was brought here as a small child.
To dream big.
Okay, this is where I almost lost it. Carlos Alcazar says I shouldn't feel too lame about that, too being the operative word. He's with Culture One World, the agency the Census Bureau hired for the Hispanic ad campaign.
If you saw the ads, I'm glad you felt that they were emotional, because that was our intention, is to try to reach people through emotion so that when they hear about the 2020 census, they feel a positive feeling towards it versus something that was maybe very official and very government.
Or very scary. People worry that their information might be shared with immigration officials, and that could lead to possible deportation. So in all the ads for the Hispanic community, there's a line that reassures people their information will be confidential. And then there are census ads that address the fear of government head-on. In this spot, a group of guys is having dinner. One guy says he's nervous that filling out the census form could be dangerous. And his friend says, "Don't worry, I filled out the form 10 years ago and I'm still here." John Yang, president of the advocacy group Asian Americans Advancing Justice, says the census ads don't go far enough.
The ads are lacking with respect to barriers and fears that we think should be addressed. For example, and in particular, it would be the citizenship question.
This year, the Trump administration tried to add a citizenship question to the U.S. Census. It would have asked people whether or not they're American citizens. Critics say the goal was to spook non-citizens so they wouldn't participate in the headcount, and that would lead to less representation and less funding for immigrant communities. Ultimately, the citizenship question was blocked by the Supreme Court, but Yang says confusion and fear about the question still linger.
Unless you follow the census every day or are up on the news, you probably did not realize that a citizenship question has been rejected by the Supreme Court and it won't appear on the census. And so the failure by the Census Bureau to explicitly mention that, we do think, is a missed opportunity.
But Yang says the ads also do something very well. They emphasize that it's important for minority communities to participate in the census, and that an accurate count means more resources for things like roads, schools, and healthcare. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.